things. There are situations, there are circumstances that will cause our faith to be tested on levels we thought not of.
Amen. Praise God. So we want to leave you with this thought. Faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. Can your faith be trusted? Amen. Remember that today is another day of miracles. God bless you. Father, right now, I need your saturation.
I must soak up your spirit like a sponge to release your power when pressure comes. I must soak up your spirit like a sponge to release your power when pressure comes.
Saturate me, Lord. Saturate me, Lord. Saturate me, Lord.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
It's that time for Living the Good Life, right here on TANTalkNetwork.com. We're glad to be with you today. Beacon of Hope Ministries, Living the Good Life, Clearwater, Florida. That's who we are, and we are here ready to have a great show today. Excited about what God's going to get done in this show. We got Nan Watson from our Clearwater Ministry. We got Betty Thomas, who's part of the ministry, but in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She'll be along here fairly soon, too. So it's going to be a great show. We're looking forward to it. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and we are living the good life. That's who we are. Now, in our 13th year, right here on this station, every Sunday afternoon. Time flies when you're having this much fun, Nan.
It's just amazing how quickly it does fly.
Doesn't it? Yes. 13 years is hard to believe that I was that young, Claire, back then. You know?
I know. I've been a radio partner for about 8 years,
Eight or nine years, yeah.
Somewhere along there.
Yeah, so we're excited about everything God is doing. We are in the process right now, Beacon of Hope, of creating a brand new website. Very excited about that. I've been spending a whole lot of time devoted to that mission. The old one is still up temporarily, bohmglobal.com. It will be replaced in the next 3 or 4 weeks. We'll tell you exactly when. We've got new information. We have new pictures. We have all kinds of things. So you will want to catch the new Beacon of Hope website soon, bohmglobal.com. But for now, it's still up there, but it is, just know that it's outdated. So it does have the correct address of where our new facility is. Our new facility as of last May 2019, is 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater, and right off of Hercules between Sunset Point and Drew. I don't know about you, Nan, but I just love our new location and the space we have to grow and everything, don't you?
Oh, it's a fantastic location. I love it there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
we
great.
Have our Bible study area, which
fellowship
is where we fellowship.
Yeah.
And then we have our sanctuary that is very beautifully decorated.
It is.
It's just a really nice facility.
And, you know, we put that all together last year in about late March and April and the first part of May. Took about 6-7 weeks to do it all because it was a disaster when we got that space. It had been a recording studio and needed a whole lot of work. And so it was painted from top to bottom, two new bathrooms put in, a kitchen put in, a beautiful sanctuary, a garage area where we store things. We have counseling offices in the front with Dr. Angel Falzoni, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and that's really cool. And she is extremely busy. Let me just give a plug for her business right now. And if you have a pen, you may want to write down her phone number if you are in need of counseling. She does family counseling, couples counseling, children, basically everything. I mean, you name it, she does it. She's a PhD, licensed mental health counselor. Her number is 727-501-6557. So I'll give that to you one more time. And that is 727-501-6557, Dr. Angel. She and I have a show on Thursday night. Nan, tell us about that show that we do on Thursday night.
Well, it's like a life coaching show. And
it is.
You have taken on many different topics over through the years and hit them head on. And if someone has a question or a comment regarding what is being discussed on the show, they're certainly free to call in and ask the question. I call it free counseling.
Well, and you call in from time to time and get involved in the show, and we love it when you do.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Free counseling. Why would anybody need that?
We're human. there's times we need counseling. I mean, if they really needed counseling, like more than just a question or two, they can contact Dr. Angel and get on her schedule. And she's very good at what she does.
She does not take insurance at this point, but she does have a sliding scale for based on your income. So you can call her again at her number, 727-501-6557. And get some amazing counseling. She's swamped, and that's a good thing, and that speaks highly of her, don't you think, Nan?
Oh, most definitely. Yes.
Yeah, it definitely does. So, welcome to Living the Good Life. We're excited today about this show. We've got a lot to share with you, and when Betty calls in, she will have a lot to talk to you about, too. I want to start with an old song, but I just was thinking about this song this week. It's by the group Hillsong. I love the words of it. Of this, let the peace of God reign, because that's what we need in our lives. Let the peace of God reign by Hillsong.
By your presence under, there I am.
Hang on, let's restart it. So go ahead, Nan, say something while I'm getting this restarted.
Well, I'd just like to comment about the service we had this morning. It was totally, totally awesome, and God met people's needs, and gave direction through songs and through teaching and through the way that the Holy Spirit moved in the service, and just an encouragement to the people. And anyone who wanted to receive something received something today, and I believe that was everybody wanted to receive something. That's part of the reason why we go to church. But we go there to praise and worship God, and when you enter his gates with an attitude of praise, when you've been praising him before you get there, my personal opinion is that you receive more out of the service because you have, prepared yourself to praise and worship his holy name. And he loves to hear it when we praise and worship his holy name.
He does. And Betty's on the line. Betty Thomas, talk to us a minute.
Good afternoon, ladies. I hope that you're having a blessed day, because I am. And
cool.
Just glad to be on the radio with both of you wonderful ladies.
Well, we're glad to hear from you today. It's going to be a great show. Let the peace of God reign. We'll get with Betty and Nan in just a moment. Here we go. Love this song by Hillsong.
Father of life, draw me closer. Of time with your life unfolding mine, and let the peace of God let it rain.
Holy Spirit, Lord, my comfort. Strengthen me, hold my head up high, and I stand upon your truth, bringing glory unto you, and let the peace of God, let it rain.
That's our prayer for you today as we go through this show. That you will feel the peace of God. That you will feel His presence working in your life. We declare that right now. We pray for each listener that today will be a day where that peace of God just rules in your heart. And where you learn more about God's Word. And that you grow in Him. That is our desire for you. We pray that over you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Nan, did you write a poem during that song?
I wrote a poem. I desire to have peace reign in your life.
This is God talking.
That's
right?
God talking. I see what you face. I will help you with all strife. I love you and will bless you with such peace. Believe that this I will do. Allow my presence. There is so much that I want to give to you. Praising my name is what you need to do. Child, I love you with all of my heart. My peace I'll give you. Even now it can start.
Oh, that's cool. Boy, that's cool. God really that's talking really strongly good. To our listeners, right?
Absolutely.
Why do we need peace, Nan? Why do we need it?
We need it to make it through the day.
We need it. Why?
That's life. We live in this world, and we're human, and things come in our lives, and we need to have peace in those situations. You know,
I am
in the middle of a kind of little health situation going on right now, and they're changing some medications, and you know, then I went to a specialist and got a pretty good report out of him. And, you know, it's like during this, I've looked to God for His peace and His strength.
Right.
And He's given both.
Absolutely. We need it every day, all the time. Betty Thomas, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Woo. Good to hear your voice today, my friend. And you are going to be down here in, about 3 or 4 weeks. We're excited about that.
Yes, I am excited. You know, at least the sun is shining in Michigan today, so you know it brings about that the peace that passes all understanding.
It does.
You know that God has given you another day of life. You know, there's breath in your lungs.
That's
your heart
right.
is beating, and those are the things that we need to give, you know, give him praise and thanks for. Thank you,
Amen.
God, for waking me up another new day.
Yes.
So, you know, just to be able to serve him.
Oh, amen. And I love that song we just played by Hillsong, because it reminds us that the power of the peace of God in our lives. And this show is all about pointing people towards the Word of God, and also encouraging people to strengthen their relationship with God and to grow in the Word. Betty, you want to comment on that? That's what we're all about at Beacon of Hope.
Well, you know, the word of God is life. You know, it brings life to the soul. It brings life to the spirit. And without God's word, you know, we thrive. You know, it's living water. It's nutrition for our spirit. And without it, I don't know where I would be. It's one of the things that gives us the peace that passes all understanding. It's the weapons that help us to go, you know, from trial to testimony. So his word is alive. His word can penetrate us where nothing else can. It can get to us. It can minister to us. It can pull us out of the drudgeries and the dungeons and the chains that we're under at times. And that's what, when God speaks, you know, it's promises.
Yes.
It's his promise to us.
Right.
And there are so many promises in the word of God that, you know, encourage us and to keep us going. And give us hope,
right?
Give us courage. I mean, I could go on. Strength. It's all of the things that's
all there.
In God's word is available to us today.
Amen. We're going to talk today about, well, we're in part 8 of this series. I believe we're going to finish it today, Developing Trust. And we have been really studying David through this series. We've been in 1st and 2nd Samuel. We're going to 2nd Samuel chapter 5 if you have your Bibles and want to follow along. David went through some really difficult times because as a young teenager, probably 14, 15, 16, something like that, he was anointed by the prophet Samuel to be the next king of Israel after Saul. But Saul wasn't dead at that point, and Saul was alive and well, and they went through many, many years, probably about 12 to 15 years of Saul making every attempt to kill David. I can't imagine what that must have been like for David, Nan, running around the hillside and hiding out in caves and having to trust God. And Saul tried to kill him 21 times. I mean, he was chasing him all the time. And there were a couple times that David had an opportunity he could have killed Saul, but he chose not to touch God's anointed. And he honored the fact that Saul was the king, and he would not kill him when he had an opportunity, because David knew in his heart that his time would come. You know, and I think sometimes people are so eager to be in leadership in churches or to say that they have a certain title or whatever. And God has a period of time in all of our lives, we servants of the Lord, where we are being tried, where we are being tested, where we are, he's seen whether we are really committed, whether we are faithful. You know, talk to us.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can think of myself. I can speak of myself.
Why don't you speak of yourself?
I'll speak of myself. Betty, can I speak of myself?
Please, Betty, let her.
Please speak of.
Thank you.
Speak of.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
I've been at Beacon about 10 years, and I came in... I came in a mess. I was a mess when I got to Beacon, you know, spiritually,
yeah.
Having been hurt so terribly at a church where I went, and it was just really bad. And I walked away from God, turned my back.
Actually, you said that first night at your Bible study that God told you to come to 7 Bible studies, and then he would tell you whether or not you belonged to Beacon. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
I remember it clearly, Betty.
I remember it about the 4th week. I walked outside of the Bible study, and I looked up, and I said, God, and he said, I want you to stay here. He told me before the 7 weeks were up.
Right.
But I was committed to go those 7 weeks and just see what was going to happen.
Right.
You know, and I kind of like, you know, I'm involved in the church and kind of like do hold kind of like a leadership in the church, but that didn't happen 10 years ago.
No.
I went through
kind
a
of
lot.
Involved, yes. You're on the board of directors.
Well,
you're
yeah.
secretary of the ministry. You
yes.
are on the radio team. Yeah, you have a lot of responsibilities.
And people coming in new to the church may see all that.
Right.
You know, you have people who, you know, I want to be in this position, or I want to be a deacon, or I want to be an elder, you know, all these type of things. And then they'll look at people like me, Pastor Jim, Betty, like that, and go, but they're doing whatever. That evolved.
All this just didn't happen overnight. Yes.
It evolved. You need to have a certain spiritual standing to be doing those kind of things.
Well, you have to have commitment and faithfulness is what you have to have. And you have to be willing to be teachable. You have to be humble.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And Betty, you first came to my church I pastored in Indiana, Core, back in the late 80s. And you didn't just walk in and say, okay, I'm an elder, or I'm a this, or I'm that. You let God do what he did in you. Do you want to address that, Betty Thomas?
Well, most definitely.
And it does pertain here to David. I'm getting somewhere with this concept. Go ahead.
Well, and the one thing that I came from a Assembly of God teaching, but not my whole life, just since 1985. And then I found Cornerstone, and
right. That was the name of it.
I had a change of heart because I wanted to be what God wanted me to be, not what I wanted.
There
if
you go. That's key,
it,
right
probably
there.
Wouldn't have came to Cornerstone,
mm-hmm.
But God had a plan. God had a purpose, and so once you show that humility, once that you many surrender moments, many of things of asking the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? And it took several months. And that thing that I like to do is to teach children. And it came back, and it didn't come back automatically. It came back over time because I was hurt very bad in the church when it came to children. And so I gradually, that love came back.
Yeah.
And then I knew, because the Lord said, show them what I have, it'll make me cry, because this is very dear to my heart, kids. And mm-hmm. He gradually brought that love back. And he said, I want you to show them what I have given you.
Right.
And I did. And you saw it.
I did.
I didn't ask to be in it. You asked me, you said, hey, what do you think about you teaching the children? And I said, that would be awesome if I could do that. I just, you know, I want to make sure this is what God wanted. And you gave me time to make sure that that was the gift that God had given me. And yes, it has. It was a gift that God had given me for that season. And it's just so amazing when we let the Holy Spirit, when we ask him for his direction and his his wisdom, is that he clicks right in and says, okay, that he gave, you know what? He gave me time to rest.
Exactly.
He gave me time to contemplate and to realize what kind of love and what kind of peace comes when the Holy Spirit gives it to you.
It's so true. And I, in this whole talking about trusting God, when we say, God, okay, I am yours, you are mine, I surrender, I give you my heart, I give you my life, I give you my desires and my goals and my things I want to accomplish for you. When we do that and we let God work it out in his timing, it is amazing how beautiful it becomes. But when we try to push it and become something that God is not, he's going, not yet, not yet. I think human nature is, I want it and I want it now. That's human nature. That's our culture at this point. I mean, we can have entertainment, just a snap of a finger. We can have Netflix even on our phones. We can have constant, instant communication with people. Back in the days of David, Saul, it wasn't like that. It took a while for messengers to get and relay messages, right? And when we start in 2 Samuel chapter 5, finally, all the tribes of Israel approached David in Hebron, and they said, look at us, your own flesh and blood. In time past, when Saul was our king. Now, Saul was no longer their king. When 2 Samuel chapter 5 happened, Saul and his son Jonathan had both been killed in battle towards the end of the book of 1 Samuel. They were slaughtered. And so they went for a period of time really without a king. Now, everybody or a lot of people knew that David had been anointed, oil poured on his head by the prophet Samuel and told, you will be the next king of Israel. But David was only 14, 15, something like that when this happened. David had to go through a long period of training. And I did not intend to start this show like this, Nan. I mean, this is going in a direction, but I think it's important that we get these concepts through, because when you develop trust, it's like developing a roll of film in the old days, right? Not with digital cameras now. In the old days, when you developed a roll of film, you had to either send it to Kodak or take it to CVS or wherever. Or if you developed it yourself, you went through all these chemicals and you had to hang it up to dry and you had negatives. And it was like it took time to develop a roll of film. It takes time to develop trust in God, people. Just think about that. David, at 15 or 16, when he was anointed king, was not immediately put in the position of king. Why is this important? Because I believe the body of Christ needs to know that there is a process, a time of waiting, a time of learning, a time of sitting under authority in churches, a time of being willing to, okay, yeah, sure, I'll work in the nursery. Sure, I'll work in the, I'll help clean the church. I had somebody come in my office today, this morning, and said, I just want you to know I'm committed. I want to join the church. Now, if you need me to clean a bathroom or whatever you need me to do, just tell me. I love that. That's what it's all about. And this is where David was for 15 years. David, probably 14 or 15 years, David was on the run, running from King Saul because Saul wanted to kill him. Part of that time, he was the honored musician in the palace, and Saul loved it when he played on his harp. But there were a lot of that stretch of time that David was running for his life. And these guys come to David and they say, you will shepherd. Remember when God told you, David, that you're going to shepherd God's people, Israel, and you'll be the prince? And all the leaders of Israel met with King David at Hebron, and the king made a treaty with them in the presence of God. In other words, they had an agreement, commitment. And so they anointed David king over Israel. Next line, verse 4, and then I want to go to Betty here. David was 30 years old when he became king. How old was Jesus when he began his official earthly ministry? Do y'all know?
30, wasn't it?
He was 30. And he ruled for 40 years. Now, the number 30 always talks about anointing. It talks about that presence of God in our lives. It's what happened. David and Jesus were both. Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist, and the Spirit of God came down, the Holy Spirit descended on him. People saw it. That was at age 30. David was anointed king finally after 15 years of hanging out and waiting, and he ruled for 40 years. 40 is the number of trial and testing. Once you get in that position of leadership, look out, because that's when all the testing starts. Betty, you want to comment on that before we go to this song? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I can't imagine us today waiting 15 years for anything.
I agree. I agree.
Because we live in such a microwave society, and we've talked about this before, of how we want things now.
Right.
And at that point, you know, David went through a lot of testing.
Yeah.
A lot of trials.
Right, he did.
You know, running for your life is, and David's probably one of my, besides Moses, is one of my most favorite Old Testament.
Me too.
People. And because of what he went through, but how God's protection kept him safe all of those years. And that's what he does for us when we know that we're ready to take on something that we've fought for months and maybe for years of saying, no, God, that's not what I want. Why are you doing this? Why are you sending me here? Why are you doing this? Why? And that's sometimes we don't know why.
sometimes we know that we have to wait. And we talked about this, you know, a few weeks ago about being in a waiting room.
Absolutely.
I'm losing my voice.
You're right on with that, because I was listening to an album by Juanita Bynum this morning when I was getting ready for church, and I kept hearing songs about waiting. I thought, yeah, God, that is where you want us to be. You want us to be in that waiting room so often, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, once we're in that waiting room, sometimes we're quiet, and that we can actually hear the Holy Spirit,
yes,
you know, have, yes, you know, speak to us and talk to us and help us to understand, because a lot of things seem impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Amen and amen. I had a different song queued up, and God just changed it. Here's what he wants y'all to hear. I am not alone. And I believe this is what David went through for years. I believe this was the song of his heart. Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, right here now, live on YouTube/TAN Talk Radio/live. That's one way to get it, or tantalknetwork.com, and the it'll come on live when you open the website, or 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM. And Nan, talk to us about that song or whatever God gave you in a poem right then.
He gave me something in a poem right then. And we do say, and I want to say it again, that these poems are not planned. And what happens is almost as if God is dictating these poems.
Oh, absolutely. I can tell when you're in the writing in your book.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's God. And, you know, probably throughout the years, there's easily, I saw some on my computer, probably a couple hundred poems on the radio
show. At least, yeah.
This one is really striking to me, and I'm excited to share it. Child, you're not alone. You feel weak, but I will make you strong. I will carry you if needing such. I am with you. You will feel my touch. Trust that things will be okay. You will have a brand new day. Praise me now with all of your heart. If you don't do such, go ahead and start. You will see me in your situations. You have my love and protection. I love you and only want the best for you. Helping you is what I will always do. You're not alone.
That's great. That poem just really gave it.
I just love that.
I love it, too.
I love them all, but I mean, that one's special.
Well, it's encouraging to all of us, our listeners, wherever they might be around the globe, us right here in the studio, Betty up in Grand Rapids. God's not going to leave us. He's got a plan for your life, dear listener. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 5. We're talking about how David waited 14, 15 years to be crowned the king over Israel, even though he had been assured by God through the prophet Samuel when he was 14 or 15 years old that he would be the next king of Israel. And finally, in 2 Samuel chapter 5, the people get together and say, we know God told you you were going to be the next king. Let's crown you the king. And so they did. And David was 30 years old at that time. He ruled for 40 years. In Hebron, he ruled Judah for 7.5 years. Prior to being king over all of it, he was king over part of it, which I find interesting too, Betty, in the fact that we were just talking about how you want to be faithful in the kingdom of God. You want to be a pastor. You want to be an evangelist. You want to have some kind of ministry. You start where you bloom where you're planted. David started out as king over just a little section of Judah. And then for 7.5 years, and then the people, the time was right. Saul died, Jonathan died, and Jonathan had already given the equipment, so to speak, to David to be king, because Jonathan knew he was not going to be the king, that it was going to go to David. And so now we see David crowned king over all Israel and Judah. And in verse 6 of 2 Kings 5, immediately trouble starts. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, guys, when you step out for God, when you say, all right, God, I'm giving you my life. I want to be your soldier in God's army. If that means I'm starting in an area in the church where I'm cleaning, I'm running the sweeper and I'm cleaning the toilets, I'll do it, right? It doesn't matter. You start somewhere and you become faithful in that endeavor. And David had done that, and he had run from Saul. I mentioned this a few minutes ago. Saul tried to kill David 21 times in those 14 to 16 years, right? And now David says, all right, I'm king. I've got to go capture the city of David back. I've got to go get Zion back because it had been taken by the enemy. And this was the city that became known as the city of David. That day, David said, because in verse 7 and 8 of 2 Samuel 5, the Jebusites were coming after David, and they had already taken that city. And David goes, all right, I got to take this city back for God. You know, dear ones, God wants you to allow him to take your city, which is your heart, your life, your talents, your gifts, back for God. God wants to take all of you. Talk to me about that, Betty. I love that truth.
Well, that's one of his promises. Is, you know, in that song that we're not alone. That, you know, there were a lot of times, you know, in the Bible where we talked about it this morning, is that, you know, people criticized Peter because, you know, he'd stepped outside of the boat, but yet, you know, he lost his faith and he started to sink. But at least he stepped out of the boat. And that's where we have to take, and that's Amen. Where David persevered, you know, in keeping and keep, you know, he kept going
yes.
because he was anointed of God.
Right.
Do what God was calling him to do.
Amen.
And it just, you know, it's God's perfect timing. It's that, was it, if I have it right, the Kairos moment
yeah.
where we know that this is God.
Yes.
David
yes.
knew that
yes.
God was with him.
Right.
You know, from all of the times that Saul tried to kill him, you know, with Jonathan, you know, protecting him and standing in the gap for him and, you know, averting a tip, you know, a killing of a king.
Right.
God would not let it happen.
Right.
Because God had anointed him, and that's what he does with us.
Yes.
Is once we are anointed and God has given us a purpose, and we all have a purpose. Let me repeat that.
We do.
We all have a purpose. So if
we
you
do.
Think, listeners, that you don't have a purpose, I'm going to try to explain to you that, yes, you do have a
yes,
purpose.
You
that's
do.
Why God created each of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why David just kept, he kept on keeping on because, you know, the faith that we have to keep on, to persevere.
Right.
Once we're out of that boat and once we feel like, oh, I'm just going to die. That's what happened to Peter. Is that we have to renew our minds, renew our praising and our prayer life, you know. Seems like, oh, well, I pray, you know, I pray on Sundays when I go to church. We've got to do it more.
We've got to do it more.
David did it.
Yes.
All of us need to get back in that swing of things of saying, okay, God, I'm here, whatever you want.
Absolutely.
I'm here. And that's exactly what David had done. David, you know, probably flat down, face on his right on the ground. God, whatever you want.
You know he did, yeah. And he grew
sure
up
he
as a shepherd boy, yeah. you know, in taking care of sheep with not a...
Yeah.
That was one of the lowliest jobs you could do, was be a shepherd.
Well, and with that, because... Ben's grandma she raised sheep. And when you raise sheep, they're not one of the smartest animals that God had created. And I had watched her work with them at one time. And it takes strength. It
sure.
takes perseverance.
Right.
It takes that mentality to love them as they are. And because, you know, you can get angry with them because you tell them to go one way and they'll go another. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It just takes that shepherd's hook or that shepherd's crook to get them to line back up. And that's what God does with us.
Yes, he does.
And it was a job just like us, you know, cleaning the restrooms or sweeping the floor
right,
or rearranging chairs.
Sure.
We think that is so, well, that is just beneath me. You know, that's I would never do that. I would rather do the minimal than be in charge. Like being a pastor, I would rather do the lowly work because it shows my humility.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that, it shows God, not people, but it shows God.
It does.
God, I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. And that's exactly what David did. God, I will do whatever you want me to do.
Well, good point. Did you want to comment on that?
Well,
man?
I just thought of a poem that I had written that I need to print out and bring to church, but it's about how everyone has a gift.
Right, yeah.
You know, and all of us together, I mean, we all can't do the same thing because we couldn't physically do the same thing, and a lot of things would go undone. So,
exactly.
We, you know, wherever we see that we fit, you know, we need to be dedicated in whatever it was. In that poem, it talks about if you're a great cook your heart out when you're coming to a dinner, you know?
Right.
You know, if you're a singer, just sing your heart out when you come to church, you know?
Right.
Be dedicated in what is your calling. And there are steps sometimes that God will have you doing something for a while, but then he begin to move you into something else.
Absolutely.
And we're rewarded for our dedication, and he as we trust him, as we've been talking about, as we trust him, and we learn of him, we can... He may move us into something else, but we trust
right.
him that, well, I don't know that I can really do that, God, but if you're moving me there, he will equip you. He equips who he calls.
Exactly, and that's a perfect segue into where we see David in 2 Samuel chapter 5. David has just been crowned the king, and he realizes, all right, first order of business, I got to go get my city back, okay? Because it had been overrun by the Jebusites. And the Jebusites thought they were so strong. And by the way, the Jebusites are, the example of them is fear, okay? The Canaanites was love of money. The Amorites was pride. All these different ites. And, but the Jebusites were known for fear, but yet it was fear they tried to impose on others. And you look here, and the Jebusites said, well, David's never going to get in here. Blind men and cripples could drive him off. He's not strong at all. This was an attack on the strength and the anointing of David. And the Jebusites, they were just taunting David and saying, ah, we just got blind people and lame people sitting at the gate because they're stronger than you are, David. And this is how the devil comes and hassles us, people. The devil will put fear on you that you cannot win whatever battle you're in. Maybe it's a battle for your health right now. Maybe it's a battle for paying off certain bills. Maybe it's a battle for getting along better with people or in your marriage or whatever. And the devil will come and say, you can't do this. You can't get this strength back. You can't take the city back. You can't conquer in this area of your life. And so the Jebusites said, no lame or blind are allowed in this palace. And, you know, it was amazing. So David conquered. He conquered. He took back his city. And David attacked their water system. And we talked about this at Beacon this morning. Water, the word of God is like water for us. We have to have water to live. We have to have water to grow, to digest, to think better. If you get dehydrated, I mean, you're really dehydrated, you get very ill. You end up in the hospital. They have to give you IV fluids. You have to have water to live. And so David understood this. He attacked their water system, of course, and he conquered, took back his city, and he made this in verse 9 of 2 Samuel 5, this fortress city, his home, and he named it the City of David. And he developed the city, and then people began to give him things to build in the city, like cedar and all kinds of things. And he took it as a sign that God had confirmed that he was king. And when you are moving in God's timing, there will be confirmations. Talk about that, Betty.
Well, one of the things that, you know, that fear can do is it decreases our hope and limits our victory.
Amen, it does, and, yeah.
And one of the things that David, you know, said that, you know, he was given a job to do, and he did it. And
yes.
He did it very well because yes. He had God behind him 100%. And when God sends us out to do the work, is that he is behind us 100%.
Amen.
And I've noticed over the last few weeks is that even though I resist the devil, he keeps coming back at me.
Of course he does. We're going to see that in this passage of Scripture. Yes, he does.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And that's why when if God is for us, who can be against us?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what David, I mean, that's what where David was, is that he... He was a gallant little man.
He was.
And he kept on keeping on. He never let fear overcome him when he was fighting a battle.
You're right.
He never ever let fear. And I'm sure that, you know, the devil tried everything he could to persuade him, don't do this. This is you're going to get in this trouble. But then when you hear the word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, you realize that that still small voice is God.
Amen.
And that he is, I mean, David, when he took fortresses and he made things the way that God wanted them made.
Amen.
He did things that God wanted done. And when God wants something done, it's going to get done.
Amen.
And
amen.
What better person to send than David?
Yes.
At that time, what better person than you, listener?
Amen.
When God sends you, it's just like when he sent you to Mexico.
Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago.
You had a purpose. You had a purpose.
Had a purpose. And we accomplished
purpose,
it.
That purpose is being fulfilled as we speak.
Amen.
We planted seeds. We've
yes.
seen it watered. And now we can come to see it to fruition. And that's what David, that's what God did with David, is that, you know, for years he planted him, and David kept coming back and saying, okay, God, here I am. And that's what we have to keep doing. We just can't do it. Just, oh, well, God, if you want to use me, go ahead. No, what you've got to do is you've got to have the gumption. You have got to have the faith, the faith that David had.
Amen.
To stand and say, I will not be defeated. I am not alone. I am here. I am under the anointing of Almighty God. I'm clothed in the Spirit. I am clothed in His armor. And I am ready to fight. I am ready to go where you want me to go. And that is the spirit that God wants us to have. He wants us to have that fire in us. He wants us to have that Holy Spirit fire raise up in us so that we can become the Davids today for the kingdom of God.
Amen. And that's why we're going to play this song, You've Made Me Glad, some words of David himself. Listen to it.
I will bless the Lord for it.
shelter, your strong tower, your very present help in time of need. That's who he is. That's the God we serve. Nan's got a poem. Talk to us, Nan.
Father, you have made me so glad. I will worship you with all of my heart. I love you so very much, my Father. I delight to of your family be a part. You are everything to me. I know that you're always there. I can praise you anytime. I can call out to you with prayer. I so much love having you there. You mean so very much to me. You help me in all things, and from fear you set me free.
Amen. Amen. And that's the truth. And the Jebusites, they were really regarded as fear. This was a fearful situation. David plowed right through that and took back the city. And people, we have got to be aggressive in the spirit of God. We cannot let the devil just roll all over us and get us all depressed and discouraged day after day. Tell us that we're never going to amount to anything, or we're never going to have anything, or we're never going to have a good job, or we're not going to this, or we're not going to that. That's what the devil tries to do, and we have to learn to fight that attack of the enemy. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 to 11, that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. The Lion of Judah is Jesus. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour, but resist him firm in your faith. It says in 1 Peter 5, 8 to 11, but resist him firm in your faith. Don't give up. Hang in there. Be strong. Be bold. Fight the devil. We're going to see what David did when the Philistines came after him in this same chapter. We're going to see what David did, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Living the Good Life right here from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Along with me today, Nan Watson and Betty Thomas. And we're coming up on the top of the hour for station ID in just a moment. Betty, would you talk about the prayer line? And by the way, Betty, I'm extremely excited about the new ministry that's involved with the prayer line now, the Ministry of Encouragement. Do you want to talk about that? That's going to be a tab on our new website that I'm working on right now, Prayer and Encouragement. You got about 1 minute, Betty.
1 minute. Okay. One of the things that we ask that if you have a prayer request is to send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. We will send out a prayer, and we will pray with you, and a prayer will be sent out to our prayer team. One of the things that we encourage you to do is send us a praise report. Let us know what God is doing in your life and how God has saw you through.
Amen.
The one thing that we have to do now for each other is encourage each other to go on, is to give each other hope and encouragement, so that whatever you're going through, we want to let you know that God is with you. And by doing that through this website that Pastor and a lot of us have been active with, is that we want that to be a tool for you to use.
Amen.
To get you through those trials and the tribulations.
Yes.
Through God's
Yes.
word and through prayer.
We
ask again, if you have a prayer request, send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com.
And I love the fact that you just did some recordings that are going to go on our website on that prayer and encouragement page. They're short, but they're praying for people's needs. And I can't wait for this new website to be up and running. It'll be launched sometime in the next 3 or 4 weeks, I hope. We are coming along very good on the new content and everything. Nan, you listen. Go ahead, Betty. Do you want to comment?
No, one of the things that we encourage you to do is, no matter how big the prayer, how big your request is or how small it is, we've prayed for animals. We've prayed for people. We've prayed for people with cancer that have, you know, that the Lord has used and healed through the power of prayer. And we also encourage praise through whatever you're going through. And we know that this website is another outreach to help the individuals who just, you know, just need a little bit of extra you know, to get them through the week.